Students in Montreal made a small community in Mexico very happy today. The community is called Tres Marias, and today they unveiled their first radio station. So this was made possible thanks to the help of engineering students at Dawson College. And today at the CEGEP, students gathered to listen to the initial broadcast just after lunch.
Hey, hola. Soy Valeria Betancourt y esto es la radio de la preparatoria comunitaria de Tres Marías.
We're here. We're really honored to be in front of these cameras and this radio booth. Now I'm really glad to be in this place with Mariana. Thank you for coming. She's also a student in this high school and she has a really beautiful story to tell to us. I heard the story already and I was really charming because I think it's really important.
All right, that was a little bit of the radio broadcast. CBC Home Run's Brian Lapp, who was there in the room, and he joins me in studio right now. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Sue.
So what was it like listening, or I guess watching the broadcast with the students?
Yeah, so we didn't really know what to expect at first. I didn't know what to expect at first. There was, we were in this, they call it a co-lab. It's like a classroom that looks like one of those startup co-working spaces you find in different parts of the city now. The director general was there, and I remember who he was because I used to go to Dawson like 10 years ago. His teachers, a bunch of students, and the staff kept saying something about the they had trouble with the internet connection.
Oh, that's not good.
And so it was a bit suspenseful. And just to be clear, we weren't listening to the actual radio transmission because Tres Marias is close to 4,000 kilometers away from where we are right now. Right. So the radio signal doesn't actually reach here, evidently. So we were watching a live video YouTube feed of the radio station, which was being filmed through somebody's smartphone.
Oh, wow. Okay. Several technologies at work there.
And basically when they got the okay from the people that were at Dawson over here in Montreal, they began the ceremony, which we were watching on YouTube, live stream. There was a ribbon cutting ceremony, and then whoever was holding the phone panned to the side, and then it was these two young girls beginning the radio program, which is exactly what we were listening to a moment ago.
Wow, can I hear the test? 1, 2, 3. So, I mean, what exactly did the students at Dawson do to help Tres Marias and the radio station?
It's a bit of a long story.
Okay.
It was years in the making, and the community had this dream of building a radio station. And not only that, they had a bit of a kind of like what we have here. We're socially conscious, we're environmentally conscious, and they wanted it to be completely solar powered and even maybe collect rainwater. It wasn't just supposed to be a radio station; they wanted it to be something a bit more more modern. And for the Dawson students, the project started 2 years ago. Phase one was to build the actual building that houses the radio studio. And actually the civil engineering students that were part of that project that went down to Mexico aren't at Dawson anymore. They graduated. But at the time they traveled to Mexico and they learned how to build these traditional adobe brick buildings. I saw some of the photos earlier. The traditional way is for you to mash the mud with your feet, kind of like the traditional, I don't know, winemaking picture that we're all used to seeing. And Tres Marias is a community of about 6,000 people, and there are only two people in that community who know or have the knowledge of the adobe brick making method. And that means there's only like two people who can walk around the land and point at things and say, no, that soil's not good, no, that's not good. Yes, that you can use. You can use this to make adobe bricks. Mm-hmm. So Dawson students a couple years ago went down there and learned this method along with local high school students at Tres Marias.
And so what about the students this year?
So the students this year, it was electronics engineering students. Mm-hmm. Pardon me. And it started at the beginning of the year. The station in Tres Marias in January had the building, they had solar panels, they had batteries, they had the transmitters, they had their microphones, they had everything. The only thing they didn't have was the instruction manual to put this all together. How do you grab you know, the sun's energy and then like feed it through, I couldn't even tell you, I'm not an engineering student, to power a radio station properly without, well, for the equipment to have the proper amount of power, but also the other extreme for things not to explode. So, you know, that they didn't have, and neither did the engineering students at Dawson this year. So it was a semester of trial and error for the students at Dawson. Students like Amber Louis couldn't be more relieved that the project worked out.
We're used to just working on our small circuits that are just like on the table in front of us rather than a huge big project that especially like it's not just on our own grade and like ourselves. It's like a whole community relying on us being successful in this project. So we were trying to like figure out how to make sure like we can get this done and like just kind of trying to find the right motivation and like the inspiration, and it all came together very nicely. It was very like humbling to see that like what we do in just our classroom, we don't really think much of it as like, oh yeah, we've got a circuit working, we got this system working, but we saw that like we with our own work impacted an entire community by allowing them to have their very first radio station.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing to be part of. And I'm wondering what a radio station like that means to the community of Tres Marias.
So this is a small community. It's a community that doesn't have many computers. It's a community that has a education level that's at the average primary school level. So the new radio station actually is a way for you know, the old to pass knowledge down to the youth. And the reason is a lot of youth are leaving the community, and the Tres Marias and the community hope that this radio station can draw appeal for people to stay in the school and learn more in the school and more about their community.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, radio is great at telling those stories, that's for sure. So I understand that there was a teacher from Tres Marias at Dawson today. What did she tell you about that?
Well, she told me everything I knew about Tres, well, I know about Tres Marias.
Right. Luisa
Montes teaches at the school. She came all the way up to Montreal to sort of link up and see the project on this end. And honestly, Luisa couldn't be more excited.
Increíble. Yo creo que este es un motivo de fiesta, encontrar cómo las nuevas generaciones están logrando comunicarse independientemente de las distancias.
So really, really great. It's really a motive for celebration, how young people are being able to communicate regardless of the distance.
So the person translating is Gisela Frias. She's a geography teacher at Dawson, and she is the coordinator of the Sustainable Campus Initiative
wow,
there at Dawson.
Awesome. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.
That is Home Run's Brian Lapus, and the community of Tres Marias in Mexico unveiled its first radio station today. It was built and designed with help of students at Dawson College.